Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of the Lord came to John. John then went out into the wilderness surrounding the Jordan River in the region of Judea. There he began to preach and to baptize those who would come out to him. To the thousands who made the trip out to see and hear John, he preached the startling message: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And they did. Those people confessed their sins and received John's baptism. Pharisees and Sadducees caught wind of John's following. They too joined with the crowds. After announcing them to be the children of the devil, you brood of vipers, John proceeded to tell all the crowds that even now, there in John's own preaching, the axe is laid to the roots of the tree. Furthermore, John prophesied concerning the coming Messiah. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. What a proclamation to those being baptized, also to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Someone mightier than John was coming. And indeed, he did. At the appointed time, Jesus left his home in Nazareth. He departed from his family there and traveled down, most likely with other travelers, as was common in those days, from the region of Galilee up in the north down to the wilderness of Judea in the south. And as he approached the Jordan River near the Dead Sea, Jesus witnessed with his own eyes all the crowds gathered about John, his own relative. Jesus journeyed down south to the Jordan with the purpose of being baptized by John. And when Jesus came forward, John could not believe it. He had no doubt been taught the birth story of Jesus and had heard the account of Mary's visit to his own mother when he was still in her womb. John was aware of who Jesus was. As he said to him, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? John was surprised by Jesus. If Jesus was the Messiah, as John had supposed, then John would need to be baptized by him with spirit and with fire, according to John's own prophecy. John could not understand why the Messiah, Jesus, God's anointed, would need to be baptized by him or by anyone for that matter. Why would the Christ need anything from his forerunner? Still, Jesus answered John without hesitation, without reluctance, and with great authority. Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Such words should have sent shivers down John's spine. John's own relative, the chosen one of God himself, who can make no mistake, was including John in the fulfilling of all righteousness. What part could John possibly play in this great event? To be clear, the proper understanding of righteousness in this setting are those things that are the saving acts of God. So what Jesus is pointing out here is that the time for the salvation of all mankind from sin is ready to begin. And that is because mankind's Savior from sin had arrived. John's role in this action of fulfilling all righteousness was to baptize the Christ. Truthfully, Jesus did not have any sin of which he needed to repent. Jesus did not need forgiveness, as he himself is holy as God and the giver of forgiveness. Christ Jesus did not need to ready himself for the coming reign of heaven. Instead, Jesus is the one who reigns as the God of heaven. Rather, Jesus needs this baptism so as to illuminate his new salvific role as mankind's substitutes. What was it that all sinners needed to do in order to prepare for the coming of the kingdom of heaven? They needed to be baptized. For Jesus to properly take the place of sinful mankind, Jesus must then be baptized as well. It was through the waters of the Jordan that the people of Israel had to pass through in order to gain entrance into the great promised land. Jesus now enters into those same waters as the substitute for Israel. The new Israel, the perfect Israel, to be perfectly obedient to God, where all of mankind was not. All righteousness, that is, the salvation of all mankind from sin, could not be fulfilled without the baptism of our Lord. In this baptism, God's choice of Jesus as Israel's substitute is made known, manifested, revealed. And to confirm this truth, beyond a shadow of a doubt, of Jesus' role as Israel's substitute, that is God's own choice, the heavens ripped open. Forth from heaven descended the Spirit of God who rested there on Jesus. And the voice of God the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." God's own choice, his anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ. But for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is, of Sabaoth Lord, and there's none other God. He holds the field forever. For us, the valiant one fights for us. Jesus Christ was born for us. He was preserved from the treacherous King Herod for us. He lived perfectly for us. He was baptized for us. Jesus Christ has died for us, been raised for us, and now reigns from God's right hand for us. He is God's own choice for us. We most certainly do need Him. A moment's reflection on our lives. In the last year, month, week, even the last day reveals our need for Jesus. We are those who need to be constantly repenting. We are the ones who feel the guilt of our sin. We need God's law to overpower us, to break us, yes, even to kill us. For it is we who need to be prepared for God's coming kingdom. Thanks be to God that Jesus does all that we need Him to do for us. He who knew no sin took on sin for us. He felt the bitter dregs of the cup of God's wrath in the Garden of Gethsemane. He drank of that cup deeply on the cross. He suffered the totality of God's condemnation for sin on Calvary, where God had forsaken His only begotten Son for us. For us. Because of our sinfulness. And to pay to God the price for our sins, Jesus shed His blood, died, and was buried. God has chosen Jesus for us to bear our sin, to be our Savior. He has given us faith to believe that truth, to trust in and to cling to Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Our Lord graciously strengthens us in that faith every time we are absolved from our sin and receive the very body and blood of Jesus into our mouths, trusting in His mercy. All of this because Jesus left His throne in heaven as the Son of God, became flesh and blood like you and me in the womb of Mary, was born of the Virgin, and was baptized in the Jordan by John. It was fitting for Him to do so, to fulfill all righteousness, to fulfill our righteousness, our salvation. He was baptized for us, so that He then could die for us. Thanks be to God. Now rise, faint hearts, be resolute. This man is Christ, our substitute. He was baptized in Jordan's stream, proclaimed Redeemer, Lord Supreme, God's own choice. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ. Amen.